On the Hot Breakfast, it's Sam and Arissa, and day two in the, not the Playboy Mansion, the Bachelorette Mansion, and Benny was not lucky enough, or maybe he was the lucky one. He didn't get a rose from Georgia Love. He joins us this morning. Commiserations, Ben.
No worries, guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
How good is it? Now, mate, how does it feel to have been the third man booted from the mansion? Are you feeling good about it, or would you like to still be there?
It was a bit of an ego crush, but life's good. Well, it's not that she didn't like me. She just liked me less than the other guys.
That's a good way to look at it. Well, have a listen back. It's pretty emotional. The music and Osher makes it emotional. Have a listen.
Ben, you didn't receive a rose. You can take some time now to say goodbye.
Said all your goodbyes to the boys and to Georgia. Oh God, the music.
All the best.
Thank you.
Here, Benny.
Unfortunately, I didn't find the unicorn that I've been looking for, but it's back to the drawing board, I guess. I hoped I was going to experience that feeling where you swallowed a rainbow, but it wasn't meant to be this time around. And
some killer lines there, man.
My time will come one day.
No idea, right?
Thought you were going to have the experience of swallowing a rainbow. That's quite beautiful, Ben.
It's like when you drink a couple of glasses of wine, you know, you just like feel a little warm inside. You're like, oh, it feels like I've swallowed something good.
I actually think it's triple sec, grenadine, blue curacao, and something else, and it is a rainbow. It's pretty easy in a shot glass.
But, Ben, did you respond and then the TV producer say, no, you're not emotional enough. You need to do it again. Let's take two?
No. That was all in one take. What I was hopeless at when they would say, oh, you know, try and we've got to do that again. Like, oh, if you didn't get me doing a double backflip the first go, I'm not going to do it again.
Tell us, though, I mean, I know Osher, and he does seem to be laying it on extra thick. Like, his pauses and the emotional, mate, you didn't get a rose. You know, and you just think, come on, fella, like, it's getting a bit cheesy. No, you
it's
didn't feel that?
It's always been cheesy.
Yeah, I think that's how it's meant to be. I mean, on the inside, I was smiling.
But you were the joker. You were the prankster. Like, there was so many funny one-liners, and you got that beautiful blue velveteen jacket.
Yeah, that's actually mine, though. I brought that.
Good on you.
And the leopard print singlet.
Nicely played.
I must have missed the leopard print singlet.
not singlet, sorry, shirt.
Yeah, sorry, shirt.
But how awkward was it on the group date when Reese starts pouring the water over his head?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Is he really a douchebag or are they just painting him to be one?
Nah, he's not that. I mean, that's like, he's getting portrayed as like level 10 douchebag.
Yeah.
You know,
so what level is he?
Like way less than that.
Okay.
Now, come on, give us some inside dirt here. Which of the Bachelorette boys is the guy you'd most like to see kicked out next?
I don't know. No. Who do I pick?
You've just got to dump on someone. This is the commitment. This is what you do. You've got to just rang on someone.
Osher.
Oh!
I swear he's in there for the wrong reasons. I swear he's only just there for the money.
Or is he there for the boys?
I don't know.
Stop it.
He's there for the wrong reasons. I've been trying to tell Georgia.
Well, all the boys seem to get along so well. There is the bromance going on with Aaron and Reese, and then there's Sam that doesn't like Reese. It's a bit like...
They're just flirting. I think that's just like a model-type flirt thing that we don't know about.
We don't understand.
You want to see him do orange mocha frappuccinos at 10 paces.
Yeah.
Now, mate, you are one of the biggest characters from the house, and we're sorry to see you go. But before you do leave us today, we have a game that we call Wheel of Inappropriate Questions. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I should probably make this game up.
Spin the wheel, Ben.
All right, mate.
Okay, it's stopping.
Oh, it's the dollar sign. It's the dollar sign.
You ask this question.
All right, Ben, how much money is in your bank account right now?
Oh, God.
$285 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, it's on the positive
side. I got paid 3 hours ago.
Well, that was easy. That was relatively painless. And congratulations. Sorry you're out of the house so early, but thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.